Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Three and Out podcast. I'm Jadav Pant. I'm joined by Mikey Schwartz today.
What's up, guys?
And Alex Amster will be coming later. Unfortunately, our usual host, Kyle Reams, is under the weather.
Coronavirus.
Poor him for the Super Bowl weekend. But as I said before, this is a Super Bowl episode. I mean, it's the biggest game of the year, obviously. A little overshadowed by the events that happened last Sunday. R.I.P. Kobe.
Yep.
I mean, he was a great player. He influenced both of our lives, obviously.
And yeah, great guy.
Really special, and I think the Super Bowl better do something to honor him. And with that, I think we should just move on. I mean, what? Wow. I mean, I don't think we would have seen this early on in the season, this matchup.
I mean, definitely not. The Chiefs, you could have definitely predicted for me at the beginning of the year, is really Patriots or Chiefs, who makes it. But the Niners, I had them third best in the NFC West, their own division.
I mean,
ever
they were not even close. I mean, it was the whole attitude, right? A year away. I don't think anyone saw them as anything really more than that. I thought, listen, you look at that division, you have the Seahawks, Russell Wilson, arguably the best quarterback in the league right now. You have the Rams, who are supposed to be just as good this year.
A juggernaut.
Yeah, they were, people labeled them a dynasty at some points last year.
Yep.
And I mean, listen, I think this is one of those shockers, but it's also one of those, that's great coach. This just shows how much coaching can matter in this league. Why this league is much different from other leagues like the NBA, where it's more player-based rather than coaching-based. I think, listen, all credit to Kyle Shanahan. I mean, if I'm Mike Shanahan, if I'm anyone who's known him, like, I'm so proud. I think he's done a great job with this team.
Yeah, you got to be proud. I mean, the way he turned them around after their very mediocre past few years, and just, I'm so impressed. But also, I'm impressed with their defensive coordinator,
Robert Saleh. He's my god. I think this could be, I mean, with a win, I mean, this is what Ravens level. This is like a Ray Lewis defense right now. This team reminds me a lot of those old Ravens teams.
Definitely tough, gritty, do everything they can to win.
Yeah, I mean, and then on the Chiefs side, I mean, you and I both probably doubted them multiple times this season, especially, you know, when Mahomes went down with that injury. I know we like to make a little joke on the podcast about the ACL loosening up. That's usually an Amster joke right there. But, I mean, it was scary when Mahomes got injured, was out for those weeks. I mean, people didn't think they could rebound from that.
Well, yeah, you never want to see a knee injury because that could be a career ender. I'm very impressed with Mahomes and the entire Chiefs team's resilience. They saw Tyreek Hill get hurt. Mahomes, I mean, that's their two most best players, I'd say, and they're still here.
I mean, and just, like, thinking about it, like, you know, last game against the Titans and even against the Niners, even against the Texans, God, I mean, just the way Mahomes is able to carry himself. I mean, I just saw, you know, you and I both played basketball at one point. I mean, he gave me a lot of Curry vibes. This feels like a Curry season for him.
And, like, just pure dominance?
In just terms of pure dominance, I feel like he's running the league at this point. Third year in the league. I mean, it's really impressive. And, I mean, they were down, but, I mean, this is obviously something we've got to note heading into the Super Bowl. But, I mean, they were down both of those games.
Down 10-plus points.
Down 10-plus points. And, I mean, that, I mean, like, how does that rest with you? I mean, do you trust them now if they're down? Do you like, feel like, I guess, you're okay with them being down, or do you still have those fears that with a slow start, it's over?
Well, I mean, I definitely have those fears since the 49ers are a better team than the Titans or the Texans were by far, in my opinion. But when
just kind of based off that point, I mean, think about it. I mean, that could arguably want to be the easier paths to the championship we've seen. I mean, no offense to the Titans. Obviously, what they did was very good. Obviously, had a really good season. But, yeah, I mean, listen, the Texans are undercoached and the Titans have, terribly coached. And the Titans really didn't have any, like, offense by the end. But, yeah, I mean, still great wins by the Chiefs. But, obviously, you've got to keep that in mind. I mean, this could be the best team they're facing all season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely is the best team. I don't think the Pats are close to as good, I think.
Or the Ravens. I don't think the Ravens were even close to what...
Regular season Ravens, maybe. But the Niners have been playing so well this playoffs. They've been dominant. That week off was huge for them. But also, one more thing about if they start slow, I feel like with an offense as dynamic as the Chiefs and a solid defense, you can never count them out. So although it would be very difficult in this game to overcome a tough start, they definitely can.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. And let's kind of just, like, move on to the game a little bit. I mean, looking at it, do you think what are some matchups, I guess, that you're really looking forward to?
Well, I'll give my big two to start. First of all, Richard Sherman versus Tyreek Hill.
Oh, I love that. I mean, have they been going at it earlier this week? I know Sherman's been in a lot of controversy recently. Listen, I'm a huge Sherman guy. When a player can negotiate his own contract like that and succeed still, I mean, he was the laughingstock of the cornerback position for a while after he negotiated that contract with San Francisco. But listen, credit to him. He's a fighter. He'll make it happen. I mean, I'm glad to see him back on top.
Yeah, I mean, he's having an incredible season. And before, when you asked about the trash talk, I remember on Media Day, I watched a little bit. They both expressed, like, respect for the other, knowing they're both great
players.
Yeah,
I saw the little troll. That was really funny.
They talked a little bit of trash, yeah, and that makes it that much better. Like, two great players.
It's also two polar opposites, you know. Sherman, the much more known physical corner, is going to kind of hit you at the line, while Tyreek's really known for his speed and finesse in the go routes.
Speed versus strength.
I mean, it's going to be really fun. I think right now I'm leaning towards Tyreek on the matchup just because, you know, age does play a part, I think, even though I think if you put Richard Sherman on the Patriots, it's a different story. But I think at this point right now, I think age plays a huge part, and I think Tyreek wins the matchup.
Well, one more thing. I don't know if Sherman will shadow Tyreek Hill. He hasn't done that often throughout this season because he isn't the fastest. He's more of a zone quarterback. But if the Niners' pass rush has been as dominant as they have been earlier in this playoffs, I think Sherman does win the battle. I think he could keep up with Tyreek Hill for maybe 3 or 4 seconds. Then Tyreek Hill's speed would take over.
Yeah, I think definitely that's definitely something to watch. I mean, anything else that you think is going to be huge for this game, like some key matchups you have?
Well, this is not a matchup, but it's a big storyline. Dee Ford. So last year, everyone remembers the Chiefs-Patriots. He kind of lost them a game with a crucial penalty.
Was very hated in the Kansas City community for a while before, you know, obviously making up for it later in the year. But, yeah, I mean, he had to leave. And, I mean, he's doing really well in the system so far. It should be fun for him to go back at his old team. Don't know if there's any resentment there necessarily. Maybe there is. Obviously, there's got to be something there. But yeah, I mean, should be fun to watch. Yeah, I mean, obviously the Mahomes-Garoppolo matchup is going to be huge. Alex, who we just brought in, what do you think about that?
I think as far as the Mahomes-Garoppolo matchup, it's clear Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. He's the best quarterback we've seen come into the league in a while. Garoppolo really hasn't thrown that many passes in the playoffs.
How many attempts did he have last game?
I think, was it like 8 or something?
Yeah, it was weird.
It was a low number. I mean, if they can run the ball, the 49ers, Shanahan's obviously going to stick to the run. So I don't really blame him from that perspective. Although, you know, the Chiefs, they've been it's unrealistic how efficient their offense has been, in the last final weeks of the regular season as well as the playoffs. Mahomes has just been playing out of this world. There's no one who really, like, as far as EPA, as far as how valuable you are to a team, there's no player that's more valuable to their team in the NFL than Patrick Mahomes. I think if you put a player like Jacoby Brissett, honestly, on the 49ers, they could still be in the a similar situation. So I'm going to take Mahomes from that matchup, although I'd say Garoppolo has the advantage in protection. He's also not going against that 49ers pass rush.
Do you think he's capable of, like, keeping up? Because obviously we've seen through the years, like, Brady, obviously, you need someone to keep up with Mahomes in order to beat him.
Right. Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, Garoppolo doesn't have to go up against, you know, his own team's pass rush. He has better line and everything. Listen, if the 49ers fall behind, it's going to be tough for them to, you know, throw the ball and, you know, compete in that aspect, I think, just because, you know, the Chiefs are really susceptible to the run, you know, running the ball. You know, a lot of teams ran the ball down their throat, especially early in the season. You know, Steve Spagnuolo's done a better job shoring things up, but defensively they're not completely sound yet. So that's why, you know, in my humble opinion, I do think the 49ers are going to win this game, and I don't think it's a matter of Garoppolo or Mahomes. It's just a matter of the fact, you know, you can look at any football team, and I just look at the offensive line and the defensive line, and there's a clear advantage on both sides of the ball in that aspect for the 49ers, especially the D-line. I just don't see how these interior guards and centers really can compete, you know, against the interior pass rush of the 49ers. And I have to give credit where credit is due to John Lynch. I think Solomon Thomas, Eric Armstead, very, you know, I'm not sure if he actually picked Armstead before, if he took over then, or if that was a Chip Kelly project. But there's been a lot of questionable first-round defensive, you know, lineman picks for the 49ers. But they hit on Nick Bosa. Dee Ford's been playing great.
Nick Bosa just got named Rookie of the Year, right?
Right. DeForest Buckner's been playing better, you know. And Eric Armstead and Solomon Thomas, who were considered bust, have stepped it up as of late. So they're stacked on that side of the ball, and off, you know, they can protect the quarterback. They can run the ball great. You know, their zone runs, you know, it's great. The only the thing that I'm going to look for in the Chiefs' offense is a lot of RPOs, to, you know, keep those defensive ends.
Is that
on
what you
toes.
Think they're going to kind of adjust about the game? Is that, like, obviously we see a lot of times in the Super Bowls, like, the teams come out with something different. I mean, I remember last year we utilized the fullback a little bit more. We had a lot more screens. Yeah. So, like, I mean, is that kind of what you're looking for?
As far as the Chiefs, yes, the RPO. You know, I know Doug Peterson did it in the Super Bowl in the Andy Reid coaching tree. I did see a stat kind of about it, but you should expect a lot of RPOs from the, you know, the Chiefs. Although I'm taking the 49ers, and I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm taking the under on this. I think it's 55 points, I believe.
54.
54 and a half. 54, wow, that's 55. But it's a lot of points. I'm taking the under. I think the 49ers win a game where they run the ball all over the Chiefs, and Mahomes, you know, is tainted to like a 24-point game. Good performance, but at the end of the day, just can't carry his, you know, his team against such a well-balanced 49ers team.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of moving on to the betting side in general. Mikey, what's your thought on the over-under and any prop bets you like this year? I mean, obviously, Super Bowl is a great time.
Coin toss, right? Tails never fails.
Tails never fails. But I have three prop bets, and first I'll go with the over-under. I got to disagree with you, Alex. I think the over's going to hit. I don't think anyone can stop the Mahomes-led offense. Too many weapons, dynamic. And I think Garoppolo will be able to keep up. I think they'll be pressured to score and have to throw more. But I think Garoppolo will step up to the challenge. Now, onto the prop bets. I've got three. Sammy Watkins, the over-under in his receptions is 3.5. He got 10 targets last week. I think that's an easy over. I'm guessing he gets maybe 6 targets. It's minus 120. I think that's a steal. The next one, this is kind of a long shot, but it's Fred Warner for MVP. It's 200-1 odds, so I think if you throw $5 on it, it's worth it. You might see a great performance as he's one of their best defenders. Third one, Alex, you mentioned it, Tails. Tails never fails. Put as much money as you want, and you're guaranteed to get it back.
Right. Something I do really like as a prop bet is George Kittle anytime touchdown scorer at plus 155. I feel like it's a no-brainer. Once
I think he's
going to
have a huge game. I think he's going to be a huge X factor.
I don't know anyone that can guard him on the Chiefs, whether it's a,
I mean,
know,
he's Gronk level. He's literally Gronk level in right. terms of tight end greatness. I mean, he's playing really good football right now. And, I mean, final prop bet I want to talk about, Jackson Mahomes. 5.5 TikToks.
Over under. I'm definitely going over.
I think,
we know Jackson doesn't care about the wins or losses. He's making TikToks with Charlie D'Amelio.
He might
pregame in Miami. You know when he hits the field, especially if they win. That's maybe 10 more. He's going to be hitting the Renegade on the field, you know, as the confetti falls, and his brother is going to be holding up the Lombardi Trophy. He doesn't really care about football. Is Jackson a disappointment to his family? Yeah. But if he can make 10 plus, I mean, if he can make 6 plus TikToks, he's making people money.
That's what it's all about. And I think final thoughts before we end this episode here. Let's go with final Super Bowl predictions. What you think the final score will be? Who do you think the Super Bowl MVP will be? And kind of what the win means for the future of the league.
27-20, 49ers.
All right, I'll go. I think it's going to be a lot more high scoring, like I said before. I'm going 31-28, Niners.
I'm going to go, just to play devil's advocate here, I'll go 31-21, Kansas City Chiefs. And I think Mahomes wins the MVP. And that will do it for our episode this week. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.